Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for being in His presence today. And I want to say happy 4th of July. But I thank God that we use this day to honor our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But I truly thank God for His grace and mercy of this country that was built on the Word of God. I thank God for those who was before us to let us recognize that they used the Holy Bible, and that is the Word of God, to build this country. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. As the Constitution said, we are the people. Father, we thank you for that. I thank God that He planted in those who was before us to rely on the Word of God. This nation was built and was established according to God's Word. And I thank God for that we that are in this nation, that we need to stand up and believe the word of truth. The truth will make us free. We do not need to rely on lies, but we need to rely on Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. One day, my people, Jesus will come back, and God going to let Him know when to come to collect those who are ready for His coming. And Jesus is going to bring forth witnesses to declare and decree of His presence. But I thank God for His mercy and grace. Thank God that He is able to establish in what we need to know. And I thank God that He blessed each and every one of us. Make no difference what race, what skin, what color we are. We are to represent the Lord and Savior. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He gave His life for every mankind, every human race. He gave His life that we will be free of sin, that we'll be delivered out of the hand of the adversary. And Jesus let us know the enemy come to kill, steal, and destroy. And I thank God for the freedom that He gave to us, the freedom of life. And I thank God for His grace and mercy. As I go into the book of 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, everybody should know that we as believers, we read it. Praise God. That Jesus, Paul, was teaching us how to love. Because God instilled this into him to give us the revelation and how we supposed to love one another. In spite of what we are facing every day of the devastation, chaos, disaster, you name it. But still, God wants us to love. When Jesus was on this earth, He know what His expectation was going to be. He know He'll be confront of the spirit of darkness, rebuttal every time He bring forth the word of love. Jesus had to go through this by showing us an example and how we can endure when people think opposite of us, don't think much of us. But we as a follower of Christ, disciples, Christians, praise God, a servant of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that we will know the difference in love and mercy. Did you not know there are people around the world
are hurting. Not because of food, not because of that and this, because of love. For God so loved the world, and God demonstrate his love for us through his Son, Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave us his Son. The Son do not have no sin, no blemish, but he gave us his Son that we will learn how to love one another in spite of our differences, our lifestyle, or whatever. We are to learn to love. There are good people out there in this world. There are good people who willingly to sacrifice, to help, to show their gratitude, even help those who can't help themselves. When you see a homeless person, somebody come up and say, "You don't mind, I buy you a cup of coffee, or buy you some lunch, or give them money." That's love. That's why they show compassion. And Jesus wants us as believers, those who are, we say, we are followers of Christ, that we should show compassion to those who are unfortunately. But I thank God for Jesus. Thank God that a revival is coming soon. And the revival starts with us, that we bring the light to those who are in darkness. Because now, thank God for Jesus, people are hurting. People are hurting. Praise God. They are hurting because they want that fellowship. They want to feel the love. They want to feel the love of God through us as believers to show them Christ, to show them there is a light on the very end of the tunnel, that you will embrace the glory of God. I thank God for Jesus. And as I go into the Word of God, starting at 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, Paul was discussing to the Corinthians and how we supposed to love one another as Christ is when he was on this earth. Jesus was showing us to how to be compassionate, to love, praise God. Jesus showed his love throughout his journey, praise God, while he was on this earth. When he fed those people, all those people, 500 people with one bread and two fishes, praise God. Five loaves of bread and two fishes. Thank God for Jesus. And he looked to the Father, asking the Father to bless him. And he took those five loaves and two fishes, praise God, and showed his love to those who were following him for many days just to get the word. But now God, Jesus, had to furnish them to supply their natural need, praise God, by feeding them. But he fed them with love. He fed them with love. When he met the woman at the well, that was love right there. Love met this woman at the well to tell her about herself. Love, praise God. When the centurion came to Jesus to ask him, "Will you please heal my servant?" Praise God. And Jesus did because of love. He raised the man's daughter from the dead. That was love. He raised Lazarus from the dead. Still, that was love. And most of all, Jesus got on the cross. First, he got whipped. That was love. Then from there, they pierced him in his hands and feet and took the spear and pierced him in the side. But still, that was love on the cross. Love accomplished all things. Not hate, not malice, not jealousy, not grudging, but love. For God so loved the world. Jesus would demonstrate the Father. Jesus would demonstrate the Father of his love for us. He used Jesus to demonstrate, show us how the Father loved us so much that he willing to sacrifice his life for the Father, but for us as well. That we don't have to tolerate with sin. That we be free from sin. And I thank God for his Son, Jesus Christ. But Paul said, if I speak in the tongues of men, of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. Thank God. And I thank God for Jesus. And thank God I have the gift of prophecy and can perform all misery, mysteries, and all knowledge. And if I have a faith that can move mountains but do not have love, see, love is very important and part of our ministry. We should show the love of God in spite of and what we are facing in this hour. Thank God for the love of Jesus Christ. Demonstrate his love through us, through anybody who come to our rescue. You might be stuck. You might be stranded. You might be so disappointed. You don't know how to get out of the situation. But God sent his Son to express their love to you. For God so loved the world. Listen to what I'm saying. For God so loved the world that he gave us his Son. Jesus willing to bear our sin. Because he did no sin. But he willing to be that Lamb of God. Willingly to bear our sin. That we be free of sin. Without any doubt. But to believe that the kingdom of God belongs to you. Today, my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, we need to express our love more than we ever before. When you come together in the house of God, express your love. When you're on the streets, express your love. When you express your love, praise God, God's love. God's love. Let me back up. God's love. We should express God's love among those who are in darkness. Whether that person don't have a clean dress, whether that man don't have a clean shirt or pants, we need to express our love to them by showing compassion. Because the day will come that we all gonna stand before the mercy seat and the angel of the Lord is writing down everything that we are doing while we on this earth. So we need to partake the body of Christ. We need to show love, gratitude to those who are functioning. Why someone in darkness, show them the light through love. That God do love them as well he loves you. Tell them, tell that person who don't know Jesus Christ that God loves you. He always loves you. And he wants you to be part of his kingdom. So my brothers and sisters, whoever you are, don't let the devils take away what you really need. And that is God's love. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or need prayer, you can reach me at 772-475-7083. Join me again next Saturday at 8:45 a.m. to hear the Word of God.